Canto 27. As when it shoots its first rays where the one who made it shed his blood, and when, in Spain, the scales are overhead with night half done, and noon burns on the Ganges' gathered rain, so here, nigh unto sinking, stood the sun. The day, therefore, was all set to depart, when God's glad angel showed himself outside the flames, and, "Blessed are the pure in heart," he sang, his voice far clearer than my guide or I could boast. "There is no way ahead, unless you brave the fire and feel its sting. So enter, holy souls, and then be led with open ears by what the voices sing," he said when we were near, while I became to hear him like one laid low in his grave. I stretched up my clasped hands, gazed at the flame, imagining how once in a deep cave I had seen bodies burning. Then to me my escorts turned, and Virgil said, "My son, there may be torment here, death there can't be. Recall, recall, even on Geryon I kept you safe, so what shall I do here, nearer to God? You may well rest assured, if you stayed in these flames year after year, 1,000 years, their fire could not afford one singed hair to your head, so never fear. And if, perhaps, you think that I deceive, go close. Try with your hands, and with the edge of what you wear, and then you will believe. You'll put off every qualm, and you will pledge your trust." Yet I continued to stand still, still hesitant, though I had no defense against my conscience. When he saw my will to stay was so unbending and intense, a little troubled, he said, "Now, son, look. Dividing you from Beatrice is this wall." And as we read in the time-honored book of Pyramus and Thisbe, before all the mulberry turned red, he raised his eyes, while dying, towards her, just so my streak of stubbornness dissolved, and to my wise leader I turned, for I had heard him speak the name forever vivid in my mind, at which he frowned and said, "Are we to stay always on this side?" But his smile was kind, as if aimed at a child that we can sway with just an apple. Then with me behind, he put himself into the wall of flame, first having asked of Statius, who had been so long in between us as we came, to follow on. And how I'd have been glad to jump into a vat of boiling glass just to get cool, so did it burn beyond all measure there where this had come to pass. And my sweet father, and his voice so fond to comfort me in my fear, said, "I swear I see her eyes already." Then a voice to guide us sang before us, and on where it seemed to come from we had little choice save fixing all our heed, and where the stair began we came forth. There within a light, "Come forward, all that my father blessed," the voice sang, so that startled by its might I couldn't look. And then it sang the rest. "The sun gives way," it sang, "and soon the night will come. Don't stop. Before the west grows dark, step out." The way went straight up through the rock, at such a pitch I cut off the last spark of sunlight. The sun low, I was a block to its weak rays, and we had barely gone a few steps when I and my sages saw, by how my shadow failed to linger on, the sun had set behind us. And before the vast horizon had as yet assumed one color, and night ruled in all domains, each chose a step for bed. The mountain loomed, and though we much desired to take the pains of climbing further, it denied our wish to do so, for its laws do not allow travel in darkness. Goats that were kittenish and frisky on the heights are languid now, chewing the cud and silent in the shade, watched by the shepherd who leans on his staff, yet leaning, tends them lest a beast invade his quiet flock and scatter them like chaff. Just so were we three, though the goat was I and they the shepherds, shut in on each side by that high rock, and not much of the sky could I see, but in that gap gleamed a pride of stars. And they were bigger than I'd seen before and brighter. There I lay to ruminate and stargaze. Sleep, which frequently has been first to announce what would eventuate in my life, seized me. In the hour, I guess, before dawn, when sweet Venus in the east first lights the mountain with her endlessness of loving fire insensibly increased, I seemed to see, and see as if I dreamed, a a beautiful young lady gathering flowers in a meadow. As she went, she seemed, while stooping for the pretty blooms, to sing. Whoever wants to ask my name should know it's Leia, and I pluck, with hands so fair, the makings of a garland as I go. I like the look, but love the open air. My sister Rachel, on the other hand, sits always at her glass, as keen to see her own bright eyes as I am for the land beneath my feet. But there you are, that's me. I like to do, she likes to understand. And now the radiant splendors before dawn, always more welcome to the pilgrim when he lodges closer to where he was born, chased off the shadows on all sides, and then my sleep as well, and so I rose to find my mentors up already. That sweet fruit of Eden which you mortals have in mind at all times, with your hunger so acute you seek it out on every bow, today will give peace to your craving. Never was there such a boon as I heard my guide say. Desire upon desire without a pause came over me to be above. I felt, with every step, my feathers grow. Steps sped beneath us, so the stairway seemed to melt, and on the top step Virgil turned and said, "You've seen the temporary fires up here, and seen the fires of hell that burn always. And now, my son, the place is very near, where I myself see nothing. Through the maze I've brought you here, with all my mind and art, by which your nature has been purified. It's ready now to play the major part. From here on, you yourself must be your guide. Steep ways and tight opposed you. You came through. The sun shines on your brow. Now see the grass. The trees and flowers here that spring anew from this fresh ground are all yours as you pass. Until those fair eyes come to welcome you, which will rejoice as once they came to weep to me for your plight, you may sit among these glories or go walking. But don't keep a vigil any longer for my tongue. No word or any sign can you expect from me. My work is done. Your will is whole and free and upright, sure of its effect. So don't deny its bidding. Of your soul, I make you captain, most blessed among men. Move on. You'll never hear from me again.